The idea of a human leader being a shepherd over his flock is a very old one in biblical understanding. The shepherding of sheep as well as other livestock was a primary profession of the chosen people throughout much of their history. Abraham was a shepherd. Moses tended the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro, before he began his mission of leading God's people out of Egypt. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph all took care of sheep to make their livings. And even David, before he was chosen and anointed to be king over Israel and Judah, was shepherding his father's flock in Bethlehem. One of the most promising and uplifting prophecies of the Old Testament describes God himself as being a shepherd of his people, taking care of them and providing for them as no one else could. This prophecy is found in the book of the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 34, and it says the following: "They shall know that I am the Lord when I break their yoke and deliver them from the power of those who enslave them. They shall no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild beasts devour them, but they shall dwell securely with no one to frighten them. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they are my people, the house of Israel. Yes, you are my flock. You people are the flock of my pasture, and I am your God." These are the words that lie beneath Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd in today's gospel reading. We remember, though, Jesus' names. Jesus, Yeshua, means God saves. We also call him Emmanuel, especially at Christmas time, and it means God with us. So Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is God with his people, as every Good Shepherd is with his flock. He protects them from harm and brings them to good pasture. He, in effect, saves their lives. So in this gospel passage, Jesus establishes that he is God and he saves the lives of his people, which includes everyone who answers his call to communion with him in the church. First, he has the power, as he states, to lay down his life and to pick it up again. This Good Shepherd Sunday is appropriately celebrated within the Easter season, as the church is continuing to unpack the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection. It is only God who wields all power in heaven and on earth who can pick up his life after he has sacrificed it for others. Jesus also asserts in this passage that he knows his sheep, that is, his people, as no one else knows them. I'm currently rereading Monsignor Romano Guardini's masterpiece entitled The Lord, in which he has a beautiful commentary on Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knowing his people. He writes, "Even after the Israelites had become sedentary, the shepherd living among his flocks remained for them the prototype of human leaders. It is from this background that we must approach the parable of the man who shares the life of his animals. He knows how it is with them, notes every characteristic, every weakness, and they consider him their protector and guide, almost a member of the herd. They respond to his voice and follow his movements." I want us to believe and to think about how Jesus really does shepherd us. He has shared and continues to share our human nature. He knows how it is with our thoughts, our words, our temptations, our actions. He notes every characteristic of ours and every limitation. For each one of us personally, Jesus knows our strengths as well as our weaknesses. He knows what we're capable of, and even what we don't know yet know what we're capable of. That's why when we pray earnestly to Jesus every day, asking for his guidance and his divine assistance, we can be sure that he is listening to us, he sees us, and he is providing what we really need and what is best for us. Even the trials that will come our way, if we truly believe in the power and the presence of our Good Shepherd, we can come to understand them as helping us to grow as persons, as children of God's flock. Those trials may help us to strengthen our patience or our perseverance. They may help us to realize the things we don't really need, Ultimately, hopefully, they will help us to remember that we need him above and beyond everything else. The sheep simply don't survive without the shepherd. Monsignor Guardini wrote that the deepest words in this passage are these: I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Jesus is saying here that the bond between himself and us is the same bond which binds him to the Father in that perfect intimacy and understanding of life shared in its entirety, side by side. St. Peter, whom Christ gave us as shepherd on earth when he returned to heaven, gets it just right when he says in our first reading today, "There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." To be saved means to have our sins forgiven and our friendship with God restored. That is what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, does for us, and no one else can. So as we celebrate the Eucharist today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us rest assured that our Lord does protect us, he heals our souls, and he saves us, as God promised he would do so long ago. May our hearts be truly grateful in our holy worship this morning.